Blog Talk Radio.
Start the clock. Good afternoon. At the noon, time will be real time.
Dale, if you can hear me, because I can't hear you.
Hello? Can y'all hear me?
Dale, I can hear you now.
Nobody heard anything I said this whole time, it looks like. I'm looking at the screen. Anyway, welcome to Let's Change the World, everybody. Let's start this thing all over again. The Let's Change the World weekly talk radio show is a product of the Let's Change the World movement. The movement is all about everybody doing whatever little bit we can, no matter how small it is, to positively impact somebody else's life other than your own or your community as a whole. And if we all do whatever little bit we can, remember, it don't matter how small, then together we can change the world. Learn more about the movement by visiting the Change the World blog at www.thechangetheworldmovement.com. That's www.thechangetheworldmovement.com. And my wonderful, beautiful co-host, who is my better half, my radio wife, I finally got you on the line. Looks like we had more technical difficulties, but I'm glad that we finally got you, baby, because I can't do it without you.
No, you cannot. Of course you can. You better not. But, yes, earlier, yeah, I couldn't hear you. It was just blanking. I was just comparing something and saying unmuted. But now I can hear your nice voice. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's good to hear your voice, too. Oh, my God. I didn't have you last week, and I didn't know what to do. And then I had technical difficulty, and it just all didn't go well.
Yeah, that's because I wasn't on there last week, so that's what happened. But I'm here today, though. It's a great thing.
Thank you for being here. What's going on? How's everything going? Cheryl is host of the Akron Today Show. What's going on with the Akron Today Show?
The Akron Today Show, oh, my God. First of all, I love it. Of course, it's an internet show that we go around and we interview different businesses, just different people, you know, going through life changes, and it is going great. It's going great. The audience is good. The people that I've been interviewing have been fantastic, and I love it. I love it. You know, something that it's my passion, something that I like to do, as with this radio talk show here. So, you know, I'm just loving it. You know, I really believe that God put this in my lap, and that's how it's supposed to be.
I'm so happy for you. You got so many bigger and better things awaiting for you, and I'm going to ride right along with you. I'm right on your coattails. But anyway,
you better.
We're going to have an awesome show tonight, man. We got Ridiculous News, which we're going to go into right now. We got the Books and Music to Change Your World segment. We got a brand new segment we're launching tonight, Jobs That Can Change Your World. So grab your pens and paper. Make sure you're ready for that, because we're going to go right through. We got jobs in North Carolina, Piedmont, you know, Winston-Salem, High Point, Greensboro. We got jobs in Northeast Ohio, Cleveland, Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Chicago, Gary, Indiana. We got jobs in Atlanta. So, and even some Oklahoma City. I got something for you, my special friend out there who was looking to work at home out that way. So get your pens and paper ready. Let's get on with Ridiculous News. I got some ridiculous stuff for you that's impacting your world.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, it's right. Let's see. I'm going to start out weak on you. You know, Bloodhound, they got this supersonic car. It's called the Bloodhound. They're aiming to go 1,000 miles per hour is the new record that they're trying to hit. 1,000 miles per hour, a car.
Why?
Can you imagine being in a car going, right, why? You know.
Yeah, why?
I could see like a spaceship. You know what I'm saying? But a car, why would you ever need to go? So they're trying to set the new speed record. That's what's going on in your world today, ridiculous news. Also, a congressman swiped the Pope Francis's abandoned water glass and took a sip out of it. I guess he thought that it would bless him.
What happened?
You know what I'm saying? This is not some random citizen or a bum or something like this. This is a U.S. congressman. You know what I mean? The Pope turned his head. He swiped the post glass, took a sip out of his glass.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Pope turn around, take another sip out of his glass. He don't know somebody and took a sip out of his glass. Of course,
that
his water is blessed if anybody's is blessed, right? So no worries. But it's just a point. Why? You know
right.
what I mean? Really?
Right. Why would you do that?
You're
right.
a U.S. congressman. Come on. There was an escaped tarantula, that's a big giant spider, right, that grounded a Delta Airlines plane overnight because it got loose on the plane. It was in the baggage area, and evidently it was in a little cage or whatever. It got loose. Somebody saw it, and, of course, they saw it, and it took off running, and they lost track of it. Grounded the whole plane overnight.
What? And I can't
How would you like to?
I'm scared of spiders. I would not like that. But that right there is ridiculous. That is seriously, and I'm scared of spiders. So yeah,
I can't believe they let spiders and snakes and stuff like that on the plane. You ever seen that movie Snakes?
Snakes on the plane. Yeah, Snakes on the plane. Remember?
Yeah,
That's
you've never seen that.
Caught. No.
Why would you let spiders?
Ridiculous. Yeah, but. Snakes on the plane. I mean, they do. You know, they have to travel as well, especially if they have an owner.
Imagine if they were all already in the air. It could have been pandemonia. What's the word? I'm you trying to use a big word again.
Pandemonium.
That's
you
what happens when you're a small word guy trying to use big words.
You're intelligent.
Pandemonia. Did I say it right still? Pandemonium. Okay, you can tell who the smart one on this crew is. All right. Okay. But anyway, if they were in the air and they would have let that spider go, oh, my God, that would have been crazy.
Yes.
Somebody kicked a football. It was a high school football game. The guy kicked the football, and he scored because it bounced off of the referee's head and went through the goalpost. Okay. This stuff really happens. I ain't lying. Okay. Let's see. Pope Francis blesses the D.C. Metro and its fare cards. So they got fare cards, and I guess they're naming them after Pope Francis or put his picture on them or something like that so that the poor can get a free ride and everything. He blessed the cards, and I just don't know. To me, it just seems it's a good thing. I'm not saying it's not a good thing to give people free rides and stuff like that, but it just seems like you're using the Pope for some type of a publicity advertising stunt.
Yes, and I totally agree with that. Yeah, because that's what it is. You know what I mean? I mean, they think it's a
yeah,
good thing.
Yeah, because you're only
going to
get
there,
one or two
yeah.
free rides. Don't act like that's going to be for any length of time at all. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Maybe a ride or two or a week or something like that, and then you're going to go right back to charging the poor folks because that's who you charge is poor folks. Exactly.
Right, I agree.
So, the judge rules Happy Birthday song copyright is invalid, okay? You know, this is ridiculous to me. Warner Music, that's right, the same people who own Warner Cable and Warner Brothers TV thing or whatever, they tried to copyright Happy Birthday because they're so stingy and money-hungry that they wanted to copyright the song Happy Birthday so they could sue somebody if they use it in a movie or something.
Are you serious?
Right.
How long have how long has that song been around and everyone has, and if I'm not mistaken, I'm more than sure after all these years it was used in a movie before, previously, you know what I mean?
Right, but they just want to go back and try to sue everybody that's ever used it in a movie or something like that and say, you
and
know, we're the first
greedy.
One. Really? Come on, Warner Cable. You know, are you not greedy enough? Let's see, PETA, whoever that is, they sued a monkey for ownership of selfie rights. The monkey took a self, they took a selfie or whatever, and then they're trying to sue the monkey. Okay, this is the kind of stuff going on in your world.
PETA.
Also, look, selfies, if you want to talk about selfie deaths outnumber shark attack deaths in 2015. So you were more likely to die from taking a selfie than you were to get eaten by a shark.
So from what, taking selfies in a car, and you got into a car accident, or taking
all kind
of
stuff going on. You know, you're taking a selfie and you fell off a cliff, backing up, trying to get the right view or whatever. You know, you know, you're trying to take a selfie while you drive. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, you want to talk about selfie sticks? You want to talk about selfie sticks? There's a new selfie stick with a spoon on the end of it so you can see yourself and take a picture of yourself eating cereal with the spoon. So there's a spoon on one end, you're eating the cereal, and you can see yourself and take a selfie while you got a spoon in your mouth.
You know what? Now, you know what? Now, they just have really got out of hand now.
It's getting out of control.
That's crazy. It is. But you know what? And I bet you a lot of people are going to buy them as well. I bet you it's going to sell. It is.
It's
going to
sell. Because, you know, then you could show yourself, you know, eating, you know, feeding the baby anything. You know, I don't know.
Exactly.
It's just crazy. Somebody found $1,300 in their Domino's pizza delivery box and returned it. Good for them or either...
What?
Dummy, one or the other, you know, however you feel about it.
Right.
They found $1,300 under their pizza and returned it. So Domino's decided to give them free pizza for a year. Thank you for our $1,300 back. You can have free pizza for a year.
But if it was under... What do you mean it was underneath the pizza? If it was
somebody threw a pizza on top of $1,300. So you know what probably happened. It was some kind of drug deal or something going on, some type of mafia payoff or something, and somebody delivered the wrong pizza to the wrong house.
Exactly.
That's probably what happened. Because
exactly.
How do you mistakenly hide $1,500 in a pizza box?
Right.
And then you're going to just throw a pizza on top of it without seeing there's money you just threw the pizza on top of. Somebody knew the money was in the box. They knew the pizza was on top of the money, but somebody delivered the wrong pizza to the wrong house, and whoever got it, instead of just, you know, they just returned the money. But the good thing is they get a year full of free pizza because they gave them back that
$1,300. And who's even saying
however y'all feel about
anyway,
that?
Anyway, which it wasn't. Yeah.
Right.
No, thank you.
I'm just saying.
Right.
Happy Trash Day. These are the last two, y'all. Happy Trash Day in Philadelphia. You know what I mean? There's just an official holiday. It's called Happy Trash Day and all that. And then a Florida woman with 3,714 bladed weapons in her home was arrested after a standoff with police. She had over 3,500 knives, swords, and machetes in her home to protect herself against society. I don't know how to trade all of that in on one gun. I'm just saying.
Wow. I wonder what her deal was. So that's crazy.
I mean, it's Philadelphia, so you know what I'm saying. It's
right. Yeah,
you got to be able to protect yourself in Philadelphia. You know that. Anyway, so look. That's ridiculous news. You think ridiculous news don't impact your world, but it's some ridiculous stuff going on in your world. That's why we need to change the world. Join the Let's Change the World movement and help us change the world. Get rid of some of this ridiculousness in the world. That was the ridiculous. Let's go into jobs, y'all. who want to hear about jobs? Hey, ho, hey.
Yes, definitely.
I got jobs. Okay, the way we're going to do this, I know you got a few too, Cheryl, so I think
yes,
yours are yours in Northeast Ohio.
Yes, mine is actually here, yeah. Akron,
okay.
Canton, Cleveland. And what do you want to do? Do you want me to do mine?
Either way, you can start off or either I can go, because I'm going to start with Oklahoma City and then move from there. And when I get to Northeast Ohio, you can add yours in if you want.
Sure, that sounds great.
Okay, so if you got your pens and paper out there, by the way, the call-in number is 818-739-8909. Call in and express yourself. We got the chat room open as well. That's where you can interact with our show without being on the air if you're shy. No need to be shy here, though, because we regular, ordinary, everyday people. You know, just call in and express yourself. But you got your pens and paper ready? We're going to start with Oklahoma City. I got a friend out there near Oklahoma, maybe about an hour away. She's looking to work from home and asked me to see if I could find something. Enterprise Car Rental, they're looking for customer service representatives to work from home. So the only information I got for you, my dear, is Enterprise Car Rental. Look them up on the internet, call them on the phone, whatever. They're looking for people to work from home to do customer service, things of that nature. So that's something you can definitely do. Also, seasonal work at home, customer service, Williams Sonoma Incorporated, Customer Care Center, work at home, now hiring seasonal full-time customer service representatives. Look them up in your area on the internet, call them on the phone, see what they're talking about. That's what I have for you in Oklahoma, in and around Oklahoma City. South Florida, down here where I'm at, we got wine sales ambassador, all natural blueberry wines of Florida. This is in Plantation near Fort Lauderdale. It's $10 an hour. If you want it, you just need a year's experience in sales, $10 an hour. That's all natural blueberry wines of Florida. Look them up on the internet, call them on the phone in Plantation. Call center sales consultant in Sunrise, that's near Fort Lauderdale, looking for a company that values your potential. Check out AT&T. AT&T is starting you at between $400 and $632 per week, depending on your experience. That's base pay between $400 and $632 a week. Potential for salary increases every 6 months. You'll also have the opportunity to earn up to $1,845 per month in target incentive. So somewhere between $400 and $632 for base pay, up to $1,800 additional dollars in incentive. That's AT&T. They're in Sunrise. Look them up. Call them on the phone. Customer service. Telesales. INEX Direct. That's INEX Direct in Sunrise. Again, that's in Fort Lauderdale. Check them out, telemarketers. Also, Environmental Service Associates. There's a company called Northwest Medical Center in Margate. That's near Fort Lauderdale as well. Northwest Medical Center. The Environmental Service Associate works under the direction of EVS management team to ensure that the facility and assigned areas are maintained to the highest possible standards of cleanliness. Qualifications, ability to read, write, and converse in English, high school diploma or GED, 1 year experience in healthcare environmental services preferred, ability to work in environments containing blood and body fluids, able to communicate effectively and appropriately with patients, visitors, coworkers, and so forth. You must have sufficient knowledge, skill, manual dexterity, and must be able to access and interface with computers and other digital systems, okay? Northwest Medical Center. Also, construction, for those of you who are in construction, South Florida, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. You're looking for Allen Webster, A-L-A-N, Webster. He says, I am hiring skilled construction workers of all types in Broward and Dade County. That's Miami and Fort Lauderdale. Carpenters, welders, equipment operators, linemen, drywall finishers, plumbers, and so on. I have work for any trade and skill level and pay and full benefits included. That's Ellen Webster. What you want to do is you want to go to jobs-tradesman. That's jobs-tradesmen.ICIMSMary.com/jobs/intro. www.jobs-tradesmen.icims.com/jobs/intro. Customer service managers in Miami, also premium service representatives, executive secretary, and supply services supervisor. All of these are in our positions available with American Airlines in Miami. American Airlines is hiring. American Airlines is a good employer. You want to check with them, call them up, look them up on the internet, apply. They're looking for a premium service representative, an executive secretary. They're looking for a supervisor in the supply services. Okay? And finally, I got two more in South Florida. Miami-Dade, Broward, Fort Lauderdale, and the Palm Beachers. There's a company called Kent, K-E-N-T. They're looking for security officers, rover patrol, front desk concierge, gatehouse and lobby people. Must have valid Class D security license. Must have a high school diploma or 5 years of employment history. Go to kentsecurity.com, K-E-N-T-security.com. First Services is the nation's leading residential management company. They have positions available. Community association manager they need. They need a front desk administrative assistant. They need maintenance people. They need housekeeping people. They need people in accounting. They need groundskeepers. They need customer service representatives. That's First Residential. They're looking for people in Broward, Dade, and the Palm Beaches. Go to FS, which stands for First Services, fsresidential.com, fsresidential.com, or dial 800-965-0439. That's 800-965-0439. Also, check out Bahama Breeze. They're hiring. And finally, in South Florida, you got a jobs fair coming up. October 14th, 10 to 2. This is a Job News job fair. I used to work for Job News. The job fairs are huge. There are going to be thousands of people there, probably somewhere between 50 and 100 employers. They got, just to name a few that I know about, they're going to have Walmart, the check cashing store. They're going to have the Miami Herald is hiring, Sears, Domino's, Empire Today, Bed Bath & Beyond, Teleperformance, let's see, Empire Today, First Services is there, KW Property Management is hiring, they're going to be there, let's see, who else, Cellular Sales, City Furniture is going to be there, Assurant, I mean, it's going to be a lot of companies there, Cox Media is going to be there, they're like one of the nation's largest radio companies. They're going to be there, so okay. Some really good jobs. That's going to be at Don Shula's Hotel, 6842 okay. Main Street in Miami Lakes. Don Shula's Hotel, October 14th, 10 to 2. Don't miss that. Okay. I'm going to move real fast here. Let's go. We're getting to Northeast Ohio. I know my friends and fans out there waiting for that, but I got to hit the ATL real quick. I'm going to hit something real fast for you. Library assistant in Atlanta. It's actually Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. They're looking for a library assistant. So look them up. That's the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. Also, Castle Systems, K-A-S-T-L-E Systems in Atlanta, looking for customer care associate and agent. Okay. Also, Spirit Airlines. They're looking for a training and compliance specialist. Check them out, Spirit Airlines in Atlanta. Fulton County is looking for a program assistant. Fulton County. So check that out. That's in Atlanta. Also in Decatur, they're looking for a clerical worker, hourly human resources. So it's in the human resources department. The name of the company is the Department of Behavior Health. It sounds like a government job. Department of Behavior Health in Decatur. Look that up. UPS is looking for drivers in Lithonia, Georgia. Check out UPS. They're looking for drivers right now. oh, man, there's a lot of jobs in Atlanta. Alamo National, they're looking for a greeter, full-time customer service agent. Alamo National, $10 an hour for that one. Let's move on to Chicago. Chi-Town, you got Lyft driver. So if you want to be a driver, you can do $1,500 a week. That's in Chicago. Lyft is spelled L-Y-F as in Frank, T as in Tom. Lyft, they're hiring. They say you can do $1,500 a week driving. Warehouse associate, Uline, U-L-I-N-E. That's in Waukegan, Illinois. They're looking for warehouse associates. Okay. They're looking for a caseworker at the City College of Chicago. so contact the City College of Chicago if you have experience in caseworking. They're looking for a transporter for $14.69 an hour, Cook County Health and Hospital System. That's the Cook County Health and Hospital System. Looking for a transporter, $14 and some change per hour. All right? Just to keep it moving, I got a lot more, but I'm going to keep it moving to Gary real quick. They're looking for porters. Mike Anderson Chevrolet, they're looking for porters. If you don't mind working out in the element, you can get a job. That's in Merrillville, Indiana. Mike Anderson Chevrolet, look them up. Retail sales representative at Verizon Wireless in Merrillville. Look them up, Merrillville. Also inside sales reps, Tahoe Partners in Chicago, Tahoe. Okay, moving on. Oh, we got to hit North Carolina. North Carolina Piedmont, Winston-Salem, playroom attendant, full or part-time, roof, housing, dog, daycare, and lodging, $8 an hour. That's roof, R-U-F-F, housing, dog, daycare, and lodging in Winston-Salem, $8 an hour. You can work from home in Winston-Salem, customer service, $12.50 an hour. Enterprise Rent-A-Car in Winston-Salem, $12.50 an hour. Customer service from home. They're looking for an accountant in High Point. It's the High Point Regional Health System. Accountant 2. They're looking for an accountant 2. They want you to have a bachelor's in accounting. If you do, check them out. They're in High Point. It's the High Point Regional Health System. Inventory clerk, Pepsi Bottling in Winston-Salem. They're looking for an inventory clerk. Okay. Let's move to Northeast Ohio. I know y'all been waiting on it. What you got, Cheryl? Northeast Ohio.
Okay. I have a few of them. I just have five real quick. I'm going to run through mine real quick, but I want them to make sure they listen for the number. The first one I have is for a medical assistant in Canton, Ohio. It's paying between $11 and $12 an hour. It's Monday through Friday, and you must be available between 6:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. And you can contact Jasmine at 330-409-0325. And you can also email your resume to jasmine@stanleystaffing.com. That was a good one. Then another one is for Hudson, Ohio, for everyone that lives out in Hudson, or even if you live in Akron. You know, a lot of people drive out to Hudson, you know, to work from Akron. It's a 40-hour work week. It's $11.50 an hour, and it's a collection position. They actually have about 7 positions open now, and again, it's $11.50 an hour. And if you want some more information about the job, you can call 330-923-9999. Another one I have is in North Canton, Ohio. It's a doctor's office, and they're hiring for several referral clerks. And the duties range from outpatient testing and referral appointments and having patients come back and be assisted in a timely manner, and check out and posting charges also. It's full-time, and it's available. The hours are 7:30 a.m. To 6:30 p.m., and some Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. That pay is $11 an hour to start, and it increases 50 cents after 90 days. The knowledge of medical regulations and state and federal laws are required, knowledge of medical terminology, knowledge of billing and coding. And for that job, you can call 330-409-0325. I have one for an estimator, if there's anyone out there that's interested in there. And it's basically, it's a commercial general contracting office. And you have to have knowledge of labor productivity, and experience in structural work. That you can mail your resume to P.O. Box 463, Hudson, Ohio, and you want to mail it to C. Taylor. And my last one is the United States Post Office. They're hiring. From what my understanding is, Dale, they've been hiring for a while now. So anybody that's interested in working for the United States Post Office, first of all, they're starting off at $15.63 an hour. Very good pay. And they want to get you started from at least between November 14th and January 8th. And all you have to do, and this is for anybody all over, you know, not even Northeastern Ohio, just in other states, they are hiring. And you want to go to USPS, which stands for the United States Postal Service, USPS.com. And they have a listing of jobs available and how you apply for them. That's it for me.
All right, I got some more. There's an occupational therapist position in Concord, Ohio, University Hospitals. That's up near Cleveland, occupational therapist. So contact University Hospitals, go to their website, and punch up that job. Also, outside sales representatives, the Fussy Cleaners. They're paying $45,000 to $65,000 a year, Chagrin Falls. Fussy Cleaners. Heavy Highway Construction Estimator in Stowe. That's Carville Paving Company. K-A-R-V as in Victor O, paving company. They're hiring heavy highway construction estimators in Stowe. I got Next Generation EMR Manager. That's at Key Clinics in Beechwood. Key Clinics LLC in Beechwood. They need a Next Generation EMR Manager. If you know what that is, then maybe you're qualified. I don't know what it is. Let's see, Everence Financial Advisor. Everence is the name of the company, E-V as in Victor, E-R-E-N-C-E. They're looking for financial advisors. They're in Kidron, Ohio. If you're a doctor, One Health, Ohio, in Newton Falls, looking for physicians. One Health, Ohio, looking for physicians. Nurse practitioners, One Health, Ohio, in Youngstown, are looking for nurse practitioners, One Health Ohio. Transportation drivers, Empowerment Homes Incorporated in Akron. That's Empowerment Homes Incorporated, Akron, Ohio. Check them out. So there's a lot of jobs out there, man. If you don't have a job, or if you're tired of the one that you currently have, you know, keep your head up, because there's a lot of jobs out there. This is going to be part of our regular show. It's our new Jobs That Can Change Your World segment. Tune in every week. We're going to have new jobs in your community, especially the communities we just mentioned today. Tune in every week and see what we got. It'll be like going to get a new Sunday paper, but it's only better because you get to hear Cheryl.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yes, and be prepared too, though. When you guys tune in to our show, be prepared. Have your pen and paper ready to write these jobs down, because there are jobs out here, and they are available. And, you know, we're giving you this information so you can get one. Good luck.
Yeah, that's the Let's Change the World movement. We're just trying to do whatever little bit we can to make a difference out here. And that's all it's all about. Books and music that change the world. We got an awesome guest today, man. And we've had this person as a guest before. And we were so excited. We're so excited to have him back again because it was just an awesome interview last time. This gentleman is author of the Loves Me Not series. For any of you who don't know anything about the Loves Me Not series, where have you been? Under a rock or something? Okay.
Good boy.
Go to the Change the World blog and click the books and music page and learn more about author Kenny L. Mitchell, who is the author of the Loves Me Not series. He's a 5-star acclaimed author. It's a series of books that we're going to talk to him about right now and some other things as well. Get your pens and paper. Keep your pens and paper ready. You know what I mean? Because you might want to write some information down about where you can purchase one of his books. If you're a writer, he's got some information for you too. Author of the Loves Me Not series, Kenny L. Mitchell. Are you there?
I am here. Hey, Dale. How you guys doing?
Hi, Kenny.
Absolutely.
How are you?
Oh, so good to hear from you guys again. Hi.
Yes, definitely.
We're glad to have you back again, man.
Thank you so much.
What's going on? So far, how are the book sales going on the Loves Me Not series?
They are doing so well, so very well. The last time I talked to you guys, I think it was in January or February, I left my old publishing company, and I decided to do something that I think many young brothers and sisters need to start learning how to do. I decided to go ahead and start my own company. And it's no reflection upon the older company, but I think that when you have more control, you have more of a personal stake in your business, then you would definitely put more energy into it, and you have more of a say-so. And because of that, man, God has put so many blessings in my life, I don't think we have enough time to cover all of them, but I'm just going to say I'm eternally blessed and so excited. Thank you.
Oh, man, what's the name of your new publishing company?
The Heavenly Expressions. I've been writing poetry, as you guys know, for years. I've done it for friends, family members, coworkers, and stuff and all. And years ago, somebody made a joke and said, your poems sound like Heavenly Expressions, and that always stuck with me. So I decided to make it the Heavenly Expressions, and we're doing books, we're doing music. Hopefully we'll have the play coming out next year, which we can talk about a little bit later, man, but there's so many great things that are going on right now. I'm just super excited about it. I really am.
I'm happy for you, man. What started you to writing anyway? How did you, get the idea that, because there are a lot of young people out there, black people, white people, anybody really, and a lot of people, they think about writing, but it's just something they never really get around to. How did you get around to it?
Well, since I was a kid, I was the youngest in the family. And like I was telling you the first time I come on your show, I had an eldest sibling, my oldest sister. And it was me. And we've always felt more like a mother and a son than a brother and a sister. And since I was too young to hang out with my older brothers and everything, she told me to always pick up a book and read. And my thing was there were words in the book that I could not completely articulate or completely understand. And she would help me, pick out the words and speak them, add them as part of my vocabulary. And so she says, one day you will get to the point where you will no longer want to read everybody else's work. You want to make your own stories up. And I thought she was kidding, but the more I got into it, I started making little stories and stuff and all, and I would put myself as the star of the story sometimes. And the cool thing about when you're writing a story is that you have a certain, amount of power, what direction the characters go in. But something I noticed since I've been writing the series is that once these characters now have grown so much, they will actually tell you where they want to go. It's like they have a life of their own. For example, I had a friend suggest that I take a character and put her in a certain context. I said no, because she would never do that. That doesn't feel like something the character would do. So when you begin writing, you have to write for yourself and please yourself first and foremost. But what happens eventually is that the characters will speak to you, and you will find if you can please one person, especially yourself, then other people will definitely pick up on your characters and your stories, and they'll start following you as well. And in that direction, I've been so blessed to have so many fans that have called me and wrote to me and tell me that your books have made a difference in my life. As a matter of fact, Dale and Cheryl, I had a book. I delivered a copy of my book in a small town that's near here. And the lady, she called me on the phone later, and she says, I want to tell you something. She says, your book actually saved one of my relatives' lives. I'm like, what are you talking about, lady? She says, well, we had a family member who was being physically abused, and nobody in the family knew that. And so she gave the lady a copy of the book to read, and when she recognized some of the symptoms of the character Regina in the first book and how she was being abused and being manipulated and being cut off from everybody and the loss and the pain that she was going through, she recognized that as her own story. Fortunately, she was able to get out of the situation, and now she's closer to her family. But as an author, as a man of God, when I hear those types of stories, that makes me feel like I'm on the right path.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Give us a little, it's kind of like a soap opera, isn't it? You start with the first book, then the characters,
yeah,
you know, they grow and develop, and then it
yeah
kind of leads into the next book, and they grow and develop some more, and they lead into the next story, right?
Yes, exactly. And that's the thing. You want to build yourself a platform. And, you know, you, as a matter of fact, it's kind of funny that you should mention like a soap opera, because the very first book, it ends kind of like on a cliffhanger. You have to kind of, matter of fact, I have a friend, she lives in New York, and she bought the first book. And she says, you've got to get the second book released. And I said, okay, by the first or second week in October, we should have book two released under my own company. And there's so many people who bought it under the old company, so they know what the story entails. But my friend in New York, she's like, no, I got to know. So it gives you that extra incentive, that extra boost like, to really push the books and get them back on the market and under your own power. That's incredible. So, yeah, it's like a soap opera. You want to leave people with just enough to be enticed to come back and visit you again. Yes.
Wow. So are you working with other people who want to become writers or and things of that nature?
Yes, it's amazing. I have so many people now, friends and strangers, who come up to me and say, well, Kenny, how do you get started with writing? You know, and I try to teach them the ins and outs. I don't know that much and all, but I think I would be less than a man and definitely less than a Christian not to share what I've learned with other people. I think one of the worst things you can ever do is hoard knowledge. I think sometimes we're so afraid. And not only as a people, I think as a species, we're so afraid to give back or to share our knowledge, because the first thing we think is that somebody's going to take what we've got or somebody's going to be bigger than you. I want everybody around me to be successful. I want everybody around me to be happy, because when those people are happy and successful, you'll be happy and successful as well. And to me, one of the coolest things you can do is take somebody who is struggling and help them take it up to the next level. I have had so many people...
Yes.
Who believed in me, who cared about me, and said, hey, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to think. That's why I will never say anything negative about anybody in my past, present, or future whoever helps me. Because sometimes you are going to be the person that needs the help, and sometimes you're going to be the person that can help somebody else. So the best thing you can do is help the next person up. I'm talking to a young man right now, and he hasn't started his literary career yet. And I think he's a brilliant writer from what I've seen about him and all. And I'm giving him as much information as I can. And if he outshines Kenny, that's the way God has intended it to be, because the words that he puts out into the universe could actually help save somebody's life. It could actually stop somebody from hurting somebody else. It could break that cycle of violence that have been generational curses that so many people go through that think it's inescapable. What you want to do, Dale and Cheryl, is you want to break that cycle of violence. You want to look at your children and say, you know what, the things I had to go through, you don't have to go through. Learn from my mistakes, but don't make the same mistakes that I went through. Those are the kind of things that you want to do.
And that starts
yeah,
with that, being
you know
unselfish.
What? Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's absolutely correct. Now, what I want to ask you is, you know, going into the domestic violence, and I'm more than sure a lot of our audience has had someone in their family or someone that they know that has been in a domestic violence relationship.
Yes.
You know, how would you, not only so much like explaining it to a child or giving someone advice to how to get out of it, you know, how would you go about that?
You know, those are those difficult conversations you don't want to have but are necessary in life to have, and I'm sure you're absolutely right. What you have to understand, there are always telltale signs when a person is acting different. I had a friend, and I'm not going to say her name, you know, because she said I could tell this story, so I will just say that, you know, she gave me permission, but I won't say her real name. But she told me that she had an aunt who was living in a home, and, you know, her aunt was always, she was kind of like always kind of standoffish from the family. So when the family didn't hear anything from her for years, they didn't think anything about it. But when she finally showed up, she told them that she had been basically held prisoner in her house by her husband for years in a basement. This man beat on her, raped her, attacked her, and he left the house. And that last day when she finally escaped, he says, I'm going to the store. When I'm come back, when I'm gone, you say your prayers to your God, because when I'm coming back, I'm going to kill you. And this is a difficult story to tell. So she screams. She says, God, please let somebody hear my cry. There were some neighbors walking down the street, and they heard her, and they called the police. And the man, thank God, they arrested him. And he made all kind of dumb threats, saying that, you know, if I ever get out, I'm going to kill you, which he'll be in jail for the rest of his life, thankfully. And then I know another young lady, and she, another difficult story. And Cheryl, as a young sister, as a young woman, I apologize to you and to any of your listeners in advance, because this story is difficult to tell. But these are the kind of things that we need to tell people. We need to get these stories out. This young lady I know, she, her younger sister, you know how in, Dale, you remember how in high school and everything, the seniors play pranks on the freshmen and stuff and all, and they pull, mm-hmm. they give you wedges and they pull your underwear and stuff and all.
We used to have like an initiation day where the older kids beat up on the younger kids.
Yeah, it's you know, it's harmless fun and all, but this particular story was not harmless, nor was it fun. The girl told me that her sister was beaten up by her young boyfriend. The guy was like in his 20s, whatever, and he took the girl. He thought the girl was cheating on him, and the girl is a good girl. I knew who the girl is. And he basically pulled up and gave her a wedgie in the front of her underwear, and the woman was bleeding through her womb. And that disgusts me. I don't care who you are, what your age, what your race. I don't care if you're in a same-sex relationship. Anytime you take and physically harm somebody else and everything, you are wrong. You're dead wrong. So, Cheryl, to answer your question, you have to recognize the signs. When people are acting different and are acting withdrawn, those are signs. When people are, when you, like one of your friends, female friends, they're always around, and then you don't see or hear from them, when you try to reach out to them, there might be something going on right there. When a person is jumpy, when a person is not themselves, there usually is a reason behind that. But the thing about it is, though, although there are universal signs, the thing about it is that a lot of people are uncomfortable or terrified to make that first step of leaving that relationship. So sometimes the best thing you can do is give them the resources, be an open ear, and prayer never hurts anybody. It doesn't. It really doesn't.
Yes, I agree with that.
You know, one thing that we have to think about that I'm always big on is prevention. Yeah. You know, it's one thing to try to get people to leave an abusive relationship, but I think we need to focus more on preventing those types of dysfunctional relationships in the first place, and it begins with parenting. The issue is we have to realize that when you've got a child, and a child doesn't only learn from what they read, you know, mm-hmm. and they learn from every single thing they see, hear, feel, touch, even the things that they smell, yes. taste. Experiences that they have, emotions that they feel under certain circumstances, it all gets programmed in the subconscious, because the computer is nothing more than, I mean, the brain is nothing more than a computer or a sponge. It absorbs everything. It may not be in the forefront of your mind, but it gets stored in the memory banks, which is your subconscious. So if you smack your wife or your girlfriend and your 2-year-old sitting there watching it, you think that, hey, he's 2 years old, he doesn't know what's going on. He may not really know what's going on, but he has, you know, it's been stored in his memory bank. And when you yell at your girlfriend or wife and say, hey, get some food on the stove, and she runs and goes, does it, that child has just learned that the way to get a woman to do what you want her to do is to yell at her.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
So you have just educated your child. You know, and they grow up. So I think that we have to focus on really just teaching adults to be better parents.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. You know, what's terrifying is that, like you said, children mimic our behavior so well. My son, he lives in Texas, but he was here this summer. And I noticed that when we go to a restaurant, if I'm standing a certain way about to order my food, he would do that. And when I'm talking to a certain person, he's mimicking my behavior. And I've always treated his mother with love and respect. So his mother had told me that, listen, Ken, you know, we have such a wonderful son. And that's both of our examples. But at the same time, too, I know another lady where her situation is a little, you know, shaky right now, you know, and her son is starting to pick up some
aberrant
behavior.
He's starting to get a little bit of static from you. I don't know why, but just, you know, be aware that we're starting to get a little bit of static from you.
Okay, gotcha. But there's some – you're absolutely right from what you're saying, sir, is that – you, children, they match the behavior that they're always around.
Yes, they mimic their parents.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, if you want a positive child, be positive parents.
Exactly.
Well, and what I always want to, I want to label it, because a lot of people, we say mock. A lot of people don't get it. You know, we say mock and people think copy. But what we have, the word we have to use is education. We educate our children. You see, everything they see us do is education for the child of who they should be and how they should be and who they're going to become. You know what I mean? So it's not just that they're copying. They're actually being educated on who and how to be.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
You know, so the morals that a lot of people don't understand what parenting is all about. It's about teaching. You are the primary teachers in your child's life. You know, we think of education as the child going to school and the teacher at school is the primary teacher. The parent is the primary teacher. The teacher at school is the secondary educator.
Mm-hmm.
So the teacher at school is the primary educator of math, English, science, social studies, history, and so on and so forth, the traditional subjects in school. And they are the secondary educators of morals, values, and ethics. The primary education on morals, values, and ethics is currently coming from the home.
Mm-hmm.
But we're failing because there are way too many single-parent households and way too many parents aren't spending any time with their kids. It's not, you know, 100% their fault. You know, social economic conditions have led to, you know, parents having to work two jobs or work a job and go to school to try to, you know, get ahead in life. And then while you're doing that, you're leaving your kids with someone else. So, you know, for many hours out of a day. And so if you leave your kid with somebody else for 8 hours out of the day, that's 40 hours a week that your kid is being educated by someone else other than you. You're not raising your kids. Someone else is.
Agreed. Agreed.
And if they're not raising them with the same morals, values, and ethics that you would like to see them raised with, that's because they're not with you. You know.
That's true. You're absolutely right.
That is true.
So, Kenny, you know, you're making some really valid points, and you've been speaking out against when it comes to domestic violence and things like that. What are you saying to people?
I tell them that, you know, at the end of the day, it's like this. You make people act like love is truly an emotion, but at the same time too, it's a choice. You make a personal choice who you let in and out your house. You know, you make a personal choice who you let inside your heart and your mind, your body, your soul. So you can't, even though we want to raise our fists and get angry at the person who strikes the blow, at the same time too, you make the other person makes a conscious decision about who they allow into the universe. And let me tell you something. When a person is physically abused, it actually starts, like you were saying earlier, the person will speak out against the person. It's usually emotional or verbal abuse first. It's like, you don't look as good as you used to. This food is terrible. I don't know why I'm with you. In other words, they start chipping away at that person's self-esteem. And that person, they'll feel like, well, I've got to please them. Because, you know, and it's like they got to have that person. It's almost like there's an addiction going on right there. But when they put their hands on a person, that's usually not the first thing that's being attacked. The first thing that's attacked is their confidence, their self-esteem, and their self-respect. And it's really terrifying to see that and everything. And you know, when people who are articulate and beautiful and strong, and I'm going to tell you something else, and all too, it's not only women who get abused. Men also get abused. I was talking to a friend
of mine.
Right,
and I'm glad that you said that, because I was going to say that. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
And you would be surprised. You would be surprised. I'm sorry. But you would be surprised how many men out here are getting abused. People don't believe that, but it's so true, and it's a huge number.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Sure, you're absolutely right. I did a speech in Washington, D.C., and this lady, her name is Queen Effie, I think her name is, and she said she went to jail for abusing her husband. And I was talking to another coworker, a friend of mine the other day, and she said she knows this guy. You know, he's high up in the business world. He makes a lot of money. And he has been getting his behind whipped by his lady friend. And what it is, a man don't want to give that stereotype, you know, we have to be strong. We're supposed to be physically stronger. But there are some women in this world who can actually take a man out. And sometimes, too, Cheryl and Dale, what happens with when a man is being abused, with women, there is physical blows with it and all, but it's also in other ways too. You see, you can hurt a man also by eating away at his self-esteem, eating away at his confidence as well. And if you're not a strong person and not recognizing the size of abuse, it can happen to you as well. I've been in situations where people have made me feel less than a man. But it wasn't for the fact I had, like Dale just said, strong parents who made me realize I'm a good person, I'm a strong man, and I recognize that, hey, this can go into an ugly situation if I don't leave this right now. You have to know when to get out. You really have to.
I had a woman lunge out and bite me in the face one time.
What?
You know what I mean? Yeah, she was
really?
Lunged out and... Yeah, so I mean, I know what it's like to be abused by a woman. And my thing was, you know, I was raised not to hit women.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. you know, she would do things, and I would just grab her and hold her. But after a while, she knew that that's all that I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So she would take advantage of that. Or I could throw something and hit you in your face with it. You know what I mean? And you're not going to come and beat me half to death because you don't hit women, and I know that, so I can get away with it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And she would use her two-year-old daughter, who was living with us. We all lived together because I loved her daughter so much, and I knew neither her or her daughter had anywhere to go at the time. You know what I mean? I never wanted to put them out on the street. I thought about putting them out on the street many, many times, but I just didn't because I didn't want my two-year-old daughter, I was living in Cleveland at the time, put them out on the streets of East Cleveland, you know. So she knew that I wasn't going to put her out, and she knew that I wasn't going to hit her. And so, therefore, I ended up in this domestic violence situation for quite a while until it finally all came to a head. We got a caller. I want to see what they have to say from the 954. From the 954, what do you have to say today?
Hi, how are you? Good evening. It's Catherine. I've been listening for a little while, and I know that when I came on this afternoon, it was because it was regarding jobs, and I had to come off, so I'm not sure if you did, you know, touch on that. But what I have to say
you did? Yeah, we went through all the jobs and everything. I'm going to try to list them out again somewhere, either on the social media or on the website or something.
That's good. All right. I did have something to offer. I own a chain of restaurants here in Florida, and I have been creating a system. It's a design where I'm out to create like 100 millionaires. So I don't know if you had any connections with anyone who persons have to be like between the ages of 21 and 41 and just to be able to show them how to become entrepreneurs. And it would be much easier, of course, if they live in Fort Lauderdale or, you know, Broward County area.
Okay.
Because it is a hands-on program, and it's about training. I've been an entrepreneur for 30 years, but for 35 years I've owned restaurants, and I want to give back by creating a legacy for our communities. And when we complete the design, you know, I want to launch it in every city that we are and create 100 millionaires within that city. So, you know, it's really just a very powerful design, and I can use all the help I can get in terms of setting it up and all that. I'm putting together a team. I was at church this morning, and I had a conversation, and it's very, very funny when we talk about millionaires, people shy away from that, you know? It's like they don't even want to hear us talk about millionaires when in every other society, being a millionaire is, you know, it's just what people talk about. So that's what I wanted to share.
Martha,
do you feel that
I think that a lot of people just plain and simply don't believe that it's possible, and that's the biggest hindrance right there.
Absolutely. It's definitely that they don't feel it's possible. So this morning when I spoke at church, I spoke about, you know, God in his first creation, like creating heaven and earth and all that. You know, that's what being an entrepreneur is. It's about creating. But you've got to be able to keep creating and having others create behind you. And what's happened in our communities is that we don't have a legacy that we're leaving. So it's just like when Moses went to the Promised Land, you know, he didn't reach the Promised Land, but he was able to bring people so that they could reach it. And We don't have that in our community. When, you know, in the Jewish community, you know, all the doctors have children who are doctors, and their children are lawyers, and their children are lawyers, and they just keep passing it on legacy after legacy. And we don't have legacy. We don't have legacy in our community, You know. And
I think we're educating our children not to participate, and that's the problem. We're you know, and I think we need to educate our children that they do need to participate. I have a project that's called Unlimited Education, and we actually have an entrepreneurial evaluation workshop that we do. So I'm interested in talking to you, and I'm right here in Broward. So,
good. Love to have a talk with you.
Yeah, and what we found years ago, we did a survey up in Tampa, and we found out that Caucasian parents were educating their kids to be entrepreneurs, or either to go to college to be engineers, attorneys, you know, doctors, and so on and so forth. But black people and Hispanics and so forth were educating their children to be auto mechanics and welders.
And to get any job, just to get a job. That was really what, you know, like, just go get a job. And that's not what we need to keep doing. I mean, yeah, people have to work. So work is good. But we've also need to be able to create our own work, so that we can then employ others in our community. I mean, as you look at what's going on here in the last 6 years, and, you know, I can tell you that it's definitely through spite, but we've lost a lot of our jobs in our community, you know? And when our folks go to get jobs, they're being turned back. They're not getting those jobs. They're not getting the jobs. They have qualifications, but they're not getting the jobs. So our jobs rate, everybody else's own, went down. The average rate for the country now is like 4.7, but in the black community,
we're at like 12%. Yeah,
11.9. What the hell is that? It was at 11.7 or 11.8. It actually went up.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and nobody's seeing that. And so, you know, I
see it.
we see it, and it's pretty tough for a black business to operate, but. You know, as I said, I've put together a design, and it's many years in the making, and it just needs to get its own legs now and have the people participate, and we will be, you know, ready to launch it. And as I said, I'm looking for people who have anything that they can offer, because it is a system where people are going to be, you know, pooling their talents and their resources and creating that, which is something also that we do not do. So,
well, I'm interested. How can other people who are interested get a hold of you or find out more information?
All right. So the name of the company is called Portabella, P-O-R-T-A-B-E-L-L-A. We're putting up a website, should be sometime this week. So I guess you just go to Portabella and, you know, check it out.
That's P-O-R-T-A-B-E-L-L-A.
Yeah, Portabella, and it really stands for pooling our resources and talents, acquiring business equities, living life abundantly. And so that's what Portabella stands for. And inside of the design, it is a case where the folks that come in, I call them youth that come in, because I'm really looking to impact the youth, the boys, the girls between the ages of like 21 to, as I said, 41, who never had an opportunity or didn't even know that it was possible to have that opportunity, and just teach them step by step how to become an entrepreneur, actually holding their hands. They're going to be part of a team that, like, doesn't leave them alone. It's not like a workshop where you go, you get all the details, you get all the stuff, and then you have to go home. No, it's actually hands-on. It gets done there. They get to know what their purpose is. We look for each man, what their talent is. We really try to fit them to what it is that they are like. This is what you're going to be doing for the next 40 years of your life. So you got to love it.
Mm-hmm.
right? And just
absolutely.
Really getting to the, that's another thing. You think of how many people are doing jobs that they're that's not their talent, that's just their job, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we have, in our community, we have a lot of talent that's not even being utilized, you know? And it's really sad.
I like everything that you're saying, actually. I agree with you on everything you just said, 100%. I'm a big in favor of more entrepreneurship. Or if you're not an entrepreneur, because let's be honest, not everybody's an entrepreneur. It does take a certain level of independence and special skills.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you don't want to be an entrepreneur, I'm in favor of higher education on technology skills and things of that nature.
Absolutely.
Instead of just settling for the average job. You know,
yeah.
Or either for just saying, "Oh, I'll just do nothing," which is what a lot of people choose to do too.
Which is what's happening with absolutely. Yeah.
Well,
so
thank you for calling
you.
In.
For
the phone number that you dialed in on, is that a number that I can get a hold
of? Yeah, you can call me back. Yeah, that's my number. That's my cell number. That's, my name's Catherine.
Okay.
So you can call me back after the show. Yep.
Okay.
And we can talk.
I will give
thank
your
you,
call.
Catherine.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks so much. You say you're actually in Broward? You're in Broward County?
I'm actually in Broward, yeah. I live in Lauderhill.
Okay, well, you might know my product. It's Jerk Machine. Have you ever been to Jerk Machine?
I've been to the Jerk Machine. Yeah, absolutely.
That's my company.
That's your company?
In Lauderhill.
Okay, I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I know about the Jerk Machine, absolutely.
Yeah.
I could hear the Jamaican accent in your voice.
It comes and goes.
But I can hear it. I can pick it out now since I've been living down
all
this
right.
way. But you know what? Before you go real quick, I want to point out something. I'm from up north, Akron, Cleveland, Northeast Ohio. And down here, it's a little bit different for minorities because down here there are a lot more minorities who do own their own businesses than there are in other places around the country. I don't know if you realize that or not.
Yeah.
But I think it's partially because there are just so many more minorities down here, you know, from different places, you know, the islands and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
But I'm just really impressed with you can ride down any street and there are restaurants and stores and businesses of all types, even service businesses run by minorities in South Florida.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, but, you know,
and I think a lot of.
Yeah, that's true. A
go
lot
ahead.
Of, a lot of the cultures, the Haitians come in from Haiti, and they, of course, they'll bring their culture, and it's easy for them to begin to open up businesses because the people that are coming to them initially are from Haiti. And so, yes, our cultures definitely give us that cushion to go ahead and open it. But I think it's something that we can, you know, if it's something that we are bringing to the table, then that's something we can
mm-hmm.
teach. And it's just open for anybody who wants to learn it, you know, so. So if it wasn't done before, let's do it now. It's you know, it's okay. So yesterday it wasn't done, but let's do it today. We can change that. We can change the world.
Absolutely. Now, that's the way I want to hear you talk. I'm going to give you a call, Catherine. I appreciate you calling in.
Okay. Thanks so much. Nice talking to you. What's your name again?
My name is Dale, and Cheryl is my co-host.
Dale. Yes, Cheryl. Yes. Okay, great. All right, and thank you so much. And I heard that you also did features on businesses, so, you know, you can call me and I'd be glad to share, you know, what we're going through, our experiences as well.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
We can definitely network. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks. Great job. Thank you so much.
All righty. So, man, I love when people call in and just spur the moment and get us, you know, get us started on something new, a new project. That was awesome. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, it was.
Kenny, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
You know what? What she was talking about is what you are doing. You're running your own business too.
Exactly.
So I think we're all on the same page today. What do you think?
I agree. As a matter of fact, I love what she said because you can't look for other people to save your life or to change your life. or even to change the world. You have to do it yourself. The small steps we take along the way can make a huge difference, not only in everybody else's life, but our own. So I love what Catherine was saying about, you know, just because something hasn't been done before does not mean it can't be done today. We all need to take the opportunities and change the world. You guys are doing it every time you get on the radio or every time you reach out to people who need it. Because on this show, you are reaching people who may not have had the inspiration, hope, or guidance to give them the push to take it to the next level. And so I would, if Catherine's still listening, I would like to say thank you so much for calling in and, you know, and giving people a reason and a platform to become something different than you already are. You know, she's absolutely right. It's not just, you know, it's not anybody else's responsibilities to make you a better person. You have to make those decisions and those steps for yourself, whether it's picking up the phone and calling somebody like Catherine and starting your own business, or talking on the phone with someone like you, or doing a radio show, or writing a book, or anything. You have to make a difference in your own life, but you have to make those steps yourself. I can offer you everything in the world to eat, but until you pick up that fork and start eating, you're going to starve. So you need to make those decisions and those steps now to make a better place for yourself in this world and your children as well.
Well, the title of today's show is Why Try to Change the World Anyway? You know what I mean? And I think that, you know, it's important. You're right. Everybody has to make that step for themselves. But the problem is that a lot of people don't see what can be done. They don't believe it can be done. So I think what she is doing is she's laying out a platform where people who don't believe can come and see how it can be done. In other words, we have to, you know, some people think that the way to get things done is to teach people to hate the system and to divide from, you know, and all of this kind of thing. I disagree. I think that people just need to be inspired because you can do it. Black people, Hispanics, and any people all over the country, it doesn't matter what race you are, you have the ability to become an entrepreneur, start your own business and grow, hire other minorities and so on and so forth. But you have to simply be motivated to do it, and you have to believe that it can be done. But we're too busy educating our youth that, oh, there are too many obstacles in your way. There's no way they're going to let you do it. You know, you're being held down. You're oppressed. How can you do it? You know, the system is not designed for you. It's just not going to work. There's no way. You know, and so when you educate your youth that they can't do it, then the result is they don't do it.
Absolutely. There's no positive reinforcement there. And we used to have in the old days the example, like, you know, you can do anything in the world, but you're never going, to be a black president. That's not wrong. That's not true. That's a fallacy. We see Barack Obama has become the first black president, and he's not going to be the last one either. So, I mean, to me, you have so many positive examples around you, but unfortunately in this world, it's the squeaky wheel that gets the grease. It's the one that's complaining the loudest that gets the most attention. And we also, unfortunately, we reinforce the negative stereotypes, you know, and everybody black is not selling drugs. Everybody black is not being an absentee father. Everybody black is not out there, you know, or whatever in the world and everything and all. I think, Cheryl, I think you are, I have never met you before. I think you are a beautiful, strong, intelligent black woman. And at the end of the doggone day, guess what? You make your destiny. You are responsible for it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, but Cheryl's not the type of person that's going to let anybody tell her that she can't do something or there's too many obstacles in your way or somebody's holding you down, so don't try.
Right. But she can inspire people by example, though. She can.
Yes, definitely. And you know what? And that's actually what I'm trying to do. You know, that is my goal. Again, that's my passion. You know, you got to work towards it. And that's what I'm doing. You know, I think we all have our own journey that we're walking in life, and God has chose everybody their own, gave them their own individual path to walk, you know. And I also always believe this, that everybody, every single person has a gift, you know. And like the saying goes, you know, you won't know until you open it. But I think every single person has a gift, and I think that's mine. So I am definitely trying to continue to walk this journey and be successful in it as well.
Yes.
Positive. That positivity. That's what I like to hear. Positivity. We can change the world. We can make a difference. And we need to instill upon our kids, you can get an education. You can start a business. You can
become president. You can become a congressman. And if you become that, you can make a difference. You know, if you vote, you can change things. If you, you know, because otherwise you regress. You can't keep telling everybody what they can't do and then expect them to do. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why I love positivity. We're getting a little bit late in the show. What I want to make sure is that everybody knows how to find your books. I want you to tell us a little bit about this play that's coming up.
Yes.
And, you know, give us whatever information that we got to have before it's too late.
It's not a problem. The person who is actually in charge of the play, she took my first three books, Angela Nicole. She you can get in contact with her at Angela Nicole Productions via Facebook. This woman is phenomenal, and she is still taking she's cast quite a few people, and these women that she's cast so far are phenomenal singers, actresses. Trust me, they're going to blow it wide open. Right now you can get my books at you can order them from Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble. We also have them available at the website, which is www.theheavenlyexpressionsaltogether.com. I want to give a special shout-out to Marilyn Mills. She has been my marketing consultant. She's doing a phenomenal job. Dawn Miller, she has edited my first book. I could not do this without her. And so many phenomenal people. But I just want to take this opportunity to thank both of you so much, because these steps along the way and everything, you know, they give me also – I sound confident, and I am a confident person, but when you hear people you've never met before believing in your dreams and are taking inspiration, and it makes you feel more confident as well. So thank you both so very much. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And also visit the Change the World blog, because we've got a big display for Kenny Mitchell here on the Change the World blog, www.thechangetheworldmovement.com. Go there and read a biography and all about his books and all of that. And then you can also purchase there as well, or at least click the link and go to purchase them anyway. Kenny Mitchell, it's always a pleasure to have you on. We're going to have you back sooner or later again. You're welcome to call in anytime. Express yourself. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I will.
So, once I talk a little bit more with Catherine, we might get a hold of you and see if you want to get involved with whatever she's trying to get done.
I'm sure she
wants to hear from entrepreneurs.
Oh, yeah, I would love to talk to her. I think she's going to help make many people millionaires in this world. And we need more people, not just black people, more people who need to come up from the bottom to be millionaires, to make change in somebody else's life as well. Yes.
Yeah, because like we were talking about before, it's not being, you know, I believe in God, you know, and it's, when you're talking about God, we're talking about generosity, you know what I'm saying? You can't be selfish about anything. Anything that's all about you, it's not going to work.
No.
You know what I mean? You can't be all about black people. That's ridiculous. It's nonsense.
No.
You know what I mean? Because what a lot of people don't understand is, and I'm sorry to have to go here, but it just comes to mind. I had a discussion with somebody earlier in the week. You know, if black people in our community are on drugs, okay, white people have to care about it, because if they don't, the people who are in drugs in our community are going to come in their community and start robbing and stealing so they can buy drugs. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to come to their community and start selling drugs to their kids, right?
Yeah, agreed. That's true.
Okay. Now, if you're in a black community and you want to start a business, you have to welcome the business from the white people. Why? Because they got most of the money and the resources.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what I mean? So if you don't welcome their money, then you know, then your business will never, you know, prosper. If you just say no, I don't want to deal with that.
You know,
so,
it's so funny.
So everybody is.
It's true.
Yeah, everybody is all intertwined, and people who are on this selfish kick that it's all about me, it's all about us, it's never going to work. You have to be able to work with people. You can't have division. Division has never worked, because you got one side who's jealous of the other, one side coming up with conspiracy theories about the other, and one side can't trust the other. They're wondering what they're over there plotting against them. Mm-hmm. Only when you put two together can both sides see, hey, that side is not as bad as I thought that person was.
Yes. You're right.
You know, so I'm all for promoting the black race, this, that, and the other. I love my people more as much as anybody else, but I'm not ignorant to the fact that we all in this together. We're all God's children. God didn't create different races so that there would be division. He created them so there would be diversity. If I get tired of eating black food, I can eat some Chinese food or some Hispanic food.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I get tired of black music, I can listen to some reggae music or somebody else's music. You know what I'm saying? It's to make the world diverse, not so that we would be divided all the time.
God loves variety. He does.
Exactly. So, Kenny, thank you so much for showing up today. Appreciate
you,
it. And come back anytime.
Yes, Kenny.
Thank you,
yes,
Cheryl. Thank you, Dale, so very much. And I feel honored
so
to be on your show. I would definitely come back. Y'all feel like family to me.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. We are family.
Yes,
we all
definitely.
Family. We're all members of the movement.
Yes,
let's change the world.
That's
yes,
right.
Good luck. Yeah, we're happy for you. We're excited, and don't forget to keep us informed about the play. You know, we would like to announce it on the show and get it out there. You know, spread the word for yourself.
We're definitely both of you are both invited. I promise you.
Oh great! Good.
All right, all right, Kenny.
Definitely. Okay, thank you guys so very much.
Thank.
All right, take care.
All right, you too now.
Kenny L. Mitchell, everybody. Kenny L. Mitchell, author of the Loves Me Not series. You can find out more information at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can purchase the book if you're visiting the Change the World blog. That's www.thechangetheworldmovement.com. Click the books and music section and learn more about Kenny L. Mitchell. We got another caller, 3-0. From the 330, who am I speaking to? What do you have to say?
This is Henry. Hey, Cheryl, how
what's
you
up,
doing?
Hey, Henry.
Hey, Dale. Well, I'll just call Nicole.
Hey, man, I didn't get your, real quick, I didn't get the, I thought you were going to send me copies of your comic book.
No, I haven't sent anybody out. I'm waiting on the last couple of states to come in, and I'm going to mail everything out in one shot.
Okay, I do want to see him.
I got,
man,
maybe
so
like,
get,
I got like
know.
Two. I think I got like three more states I got to get, or three more states, and then after that I'll mail it everybody's out. Probably for the first couple of weeks of the month, beginning of the month, I'll have everything out.
Okay, awesome. Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, obviously I was the person that you I was probably talking to earlier in the week for saying this. If I don't have time to say anything else, I don't know who. You are listening to or talking to, but as far as I am concerned, I would like to go on record as saying I have never and will ever say that we can't do anything because of white people, white sister, white supremacy, or anything, because no matter what I say, it always seems to come back around to that, and I never say that. I'm saying that whatever we choose to implement, we have to be prepared to make sure that we are ready for their response. Because if you have a group of people that don't want you to do something, they're going to respond to everything that you try to do. So if you try to do things in a conventional manner, it may not necessarily work. So you may have to consider what they may do in going in. So if you folks want to vote and all this kind of stuff, which I'm not necessarily for, but if you want to vote and you need to be prepared for if they decide that they're not going to count your votes, because you're still going to be right back into depending on them to be fair and honest. And this is the reason that we're in a dilemma in the first place. And secondly, the idea that we can do anything that we want to do is really not true. Okay, now you got 100 black young men in this country that decide, I want to be president of the United States. That ain't happening. We got to be realistic when we make these statements. Because there's no way 100 black young men is going to grow up and be president of the United States. So, or play in the NBA or any of those things. We have to be more realistic. There's nothing wrong with having a plan.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing. I'm just saying that, and separatism is not the issue. Which is another last thing I want to say. When I say that we need to build our communities, I'm not saying that we need to only spend our own money with our own people. I'm saying that we also need to do business with other people, but recirculate the money back into our own community as much as possible so that we can begin to grow and build among ourselves. It has nothing to do with having white friends or anything like that.
I agree with the last thing you said. You know, I don't have any problem with recirculating. I get that. Recircle the money, you know, within our own community as much as possible. That's what every community who wants to grow does. I agree 100% with that. I disagree with the premise that we can't do whatever we want to do. I think we've already proven that we can do whatever we want to do. The problem is that way too many minorities don't believe that they can do, therefore they don't try to do. And the reason they don't try to do is because they've been educated that it's unrealistic to believe that it can be done, just what you just said. So, you know, I think we need to stop educating our kids, even if it's true. Even if it's true that it's unrealistic to believe that you can do it, I think it's just a bad thing to educate your kids that they can't, because or that it's unrealistic
again,
to believe they lose hope that they can.
Again, I'm not saying to tell your kid that they can't do anything, but I'm saying that some of the blanket statements that we make that we can all do whatever we want to do or choose to do or believe we can do is not always true. Because, you know, 100 black young men cannot be the president or play in the NBA.
Well, of
or
course,
whatever.
100 white men can't become president either. So,
right.
So, you know, there's only going to be one president elected, but the point that we have proven is that that man can be a black man. And I think we need not discount the fact that Obama became president. I know some people want to call him a puppet and this, that, and the other. But that black man would not have been elected if not for a lot of white votes. And
mm-hmm.
we have to realize that there were a lot of white people who helped put that man in office. And white people don't vote for somebody that they don't like. So what that means is a lot of white people like that black man and helped vote him in. So it can be done.
I agree, and I don't think that it was that white people voted because they liked Obama. I think they voted because they just didn't like McCain. If you just really look at the situation, they didn't like Hillary. They didn't want a woman. They would rather have a black man versus a woman, and a black man versus McCain. And I don't think it was a matter that everybody was just in love with Barack. But I get what you're saying.
Well,
you know, regardless of how he got there, and it was. But
and it can be done, and he has. In fact, we're out of time, by the way. But he has, in fact. Now we can debate how much he has done, which you know we don't have time to debate. But he has, in fact, done at least some things that have benefited black people and regular ordinary people across the nation. So it is beneficial for black people to strive to get in high places because they do positively impact laws and regulations that positively impact minorities, black people and others. Unfortunately, we're out of time. So thanks for calling in, Henry. I hope I get your books. I want to see those. Henry is doing comic books. Explain that real quick, exactly what you're doing, real quick.
It's a black superhero. The concept is he buys an island and he invites black people to come over to the island and build a nation of their own. So we have to build from scratch and learn how to work together in unity without handouts from anybody. And so we have that's the gist of it.
Okay. Sounds like a can-do idea. I like it. Cheryl, any final words before we take off?
I mean, I think the show was really good today, Henry. Thanks for calling in. It's good to hear your voice. I haven't heard you in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And also to anybody out there, male or female, if you are being abused or anything, you know, as far as violence going on with you or around you, please seek some help because it's a very serious situation, you know, and it comes to a life or death matter. And value yourself enough to seek help and get out of that. Thank you.
And my final word is, whatever you do, don't just sit there. Do something. Get involved. Try to make a difference. Whatever matters to you, don't just sit there and watch it and hope it gets better. It's not going to get better by itself. The only way it's going to get better is by people like you getting off your dead ass and doing something about it. So I'm going to leave y'all with a legend. Until oh, by the way, next show, 2 weeks. We're doing every 2 weeks now. Next show, 2 weeks, right here. Take care, everybody.
Must lend a helping hand. We are.